This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Every border was dancing in the
moonlight. We got a little Ozark music. We already started talking about our favorite TV show, Plowsy and I, Handmaid's Tale. And did you watch a little bit of your HBO chick flick?
No, but Kim has started back without me on Big Little Lies.
Oh, that's
cheating on
my
you,
wife
man.
And I but are watching that.
Here's the deal.
That is so spicy.
So she starts in on it, and then I went to sleep, and then today she said, do you remember how the season ended last year? And I said, well, maybe I won't tell you. Because she's kind of confused, like, where it picked up.
Monique has asked about that. I go, don't you remember the push?
And then I said, honestly, I don't really remember either. Let's rewatch. No, I remember the push, but I couldn't remember who it was and what happened. And then the Meryl Streep role now is the mother of the abusive husband, right?
How can they make the elegant and lovely Meryl Streep more repulsive than what they're doing right now? And they gave her the buck teeth. She's nasty and mean. She's just terrible.
Well, maybe she's... Let some of her politics out, Frank. You'd find her more appealing, maybe.
Yeah, buck teeth.
I doubt it.
Does she not have a backup camera?
Okay, I will say.
So do you, I think we're going to go back and rewatch it. That is one downside on some of these shows. I guess it's short-term memory loss.
Yes.
Or maybe we watch too many of these shows, these series.
My in-laws, we were there in Hawaii with them and some other of my wife's family, and they rented a car through Turo, which is not a rental car company, but it's more like Airbnb, but for a car. People will just rent out their automobiles for a certain amount of time, and it's a lot less expensive that way. But the car that they rented, Martin, had a backdoor camera.
Woo!
And I will admit,
really,
it's pretty nice.
I believe we've learned that it's now mandated, isn't it? With new cars,
yes,
it's now required.
My
wife
car
now
is
wants
over
one.
$40,000.
No, yeah. No, I want you all to be safe.
My Dodge Dart, my 2018 Dodge Dart, does not have that.
Look, every 2019 Range Rover obviously has a backup camera.
Let me just tell you, the fine Hyundai makers of affordable cars.
It is a very nice vehicle. By
the Hyundai Santa Fe that I'm driving also has a front camera. Not to wow you guys. I don't want. He's getting up and leaving. Plowsy's heard it all.
It's just like the leather jacket. I can't be friends with him anymore. from Seinfeld.
All right, guys. Here's our Monday quiz. Every Monday, I'll ask the same question. Can they get to 90? We did this.
No
we did.
Way,
so we. All right.
Man.
Well, what did they? What's the,
all
what
right. So we. Right, so
now?
We did this last.
Because Rob mentioned 92. I
right. He mentioned 92, and I went, "Oh boy, he's not going to want the 90 math." I did this last Monday and kind of got laughed out of the room. It hasn't exactly been a great week. Since then, if I'm being fair here, 1-4, I believe, with a couple of off days in there. Is that right? 1-2, 0-2, yes. So to get to 90 wins, we said, let's just say that it's a barometer for a pretty competitive playoff win total, right? 90 is, you can argue, is usually good enough to get in. Not always. To do that, they would need to go 49-31.
No.
Oh,
my God.
49.
They're 21 and 31 since May 1st.
You need to go on a 10-game winning streak at least to start off.
Last year they won 88 games, correct?
Yes.
They'd need to go 47-33.
Now, 91 was the floor for the National League postseason last year. The Rockies went 91-71.
Okay, well, 50-30 will get you there.
I had 83 wins at the beginning of the year before the season started. I think that's where they land. I think that's 36 more wins. That actually seems to be about the number. Those low 80s rather than 90 seems.
Now, Schilt, second half last year was about a 12 or 13.
Second half, Bob. Yep.
12 or 13, 13 games over, but you're looking at 18 over to get to 90.
Not to go all Douglas on you, but there is.
A little scale. Oh, no, the commission did this the other day.
There is an 11-game stretch where you have the Astros, the Cubs, and the Dodgers for 9 of them.
Oh.
So,
the commission went the other way. He was pointing out some of the winnable games.
Arizona,
the commission always.
If you're looking for 18 over,
the commission was like, "Well, I mean, once you get past the Cubs and Astros, then there's a winnable stretch." I'm like, "Hold on, the Padres, Mariners, Giants. This is the winnable stretch they're in right now. Padres are decent. Charlie Marlowe, not exactly an optimist.
Oh yeah, he said this was going to be a big weekend.
He bet me $10 they'd win because I said I'd bet my life they either go 4-5. Or 5-4 on this road trip. I said, that's the easiest money in the world. He said, I disagree. I see either 7-2 or 6-3.
Almost.
They're going to have to get busy.
Almost.
They're going to have to get busy.
They're basically Jeff Fisher now, the Cardinals are. Just assume above or below 500 by a game. God. That's what they're going to be until something happens.
Frank, did you think Brian Hoffman coming back from Hawaii would be bright and sunny, and he would kind of have this Mike Schilt view of the Cardinals? They would start out by talking base running.
He shouldn't either.
No. The only people that are people that work at Fox Sports Midwest and a slightly optimistic commish.
I did hear Mike Schilt in his Sunday conversation with Tom Ackerman yesterday in a lot of talk about clarifying the comments. Now, they played the bulk of those comments, too. What's interesting, since it happened, we all talked about it, but on Saturday, Derek Gould had a piece, and we also said this on Friday. Jimmy Huer and Charlie at the end of the show. I think I did a 15-minute show Friday, Rankin. I clocked in for the entire show.
Good work if you can find it. He's supposed to show up at 11. Or no,
I booked
11.
And I booked Dave Peacock, and I stiffed the CEO of Schnucks.
You stiffed Dave Peacock?
And then I listened.
Are we going to lose him as a client?
Even worse, Frank has him with Charlie Tuna. And I'm like, oh, no, get Tuna off there. Then I say that on the air. Then Tuna calls me and says, Dave mad at me? And I said, oh, no, it's fine.
So Martin showed up at 12:45?
I got there at 12:45.
Why?
I was scheduled to do a Doug Armstrong interview.
Rocket Camp.
At 10:30. You know, Rocket Camp was my excuse Thursday, but Carson did show up with the props. We showed up with rockets. Which, by the way, I don't know where I put that little engine. That's the thing they said could explode. So listen, listen closely, Kirkwood. And while I was down, I had said initially, is there any way to get Craig Berube and Caruso? I said, I don't know. So we get Armstrong. I'm like, I got to hurry. I get out of here. He said, hey, he's here. Let me find him. So I texted Frank, said, running late. Well, like 25, 30 minutes later, me listening to Peacock and Frank and Tuna, Mike Caruso said, I'm still looking for him. Like, the head coach? Not the interim anymore.
President. So, oh, he's talking about Berube or Armstrong?
I did Armstrong, and then he said, if you stay, I'll find Berube. And I said, all right, I'll stay. And it just kept dragging out and out. And I'm like, you know what Frank is doing? Boy, Peacock, and this may be the new slop. Cusumano, Peacock, and Tuna. Anyway, in the 15-minute show, I said to Huer and Charlie, I'll bet you anything that in San Diego, Mike Schilt sort of not walks back the comments, but looks to clarify because they really didn't go over well. And in the Saturday paper, Derek had a clarification from Schilt, and he wanted it to be clear it had nothing to do with the fans. I think that's a little bit of a spin because he said, I thought people around here like clean baseball. People around here feels like
I don't
city.
Care if it's dirty as long as they win. Yeah.
Right.
I don't care if they get, you know, have base running errors, just win the game.
Yeah, and he said, I thought people would appreciate, we have people that should appreciate, you know, people to me is everyone,
yes,
not media. So I think it kind of got put through the spin cycle over the weekend. All right, nonetheless, 5 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University.
Tee up the hot topics. It's 5 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
Well, by the way, since I'm critiquing the manager and his approach, I love Mike Schilt. I just think he's... No, I do.
Wow. Damn. It's not a Strickland
that's
right?
A total
he's terrible.
Strict
they're not going to get the 90. Hey,
he's
my
guy.
We got to get that sponsor. Just spontaneous,
that's my guy.
He's my
Mr. Guy. Mr. Guy brings you, that's my guy. You crush him a little bit, and then you say, that's my guy. No, I think most of us know that the Mike Schilt blame is relatively low, but I think his comments were off base because... You can say, hey, I'm going to remain optimistic. I believe in this team. That's one thing. Criticizing the criticism was the mistake, in my opinion. But since I'm calling out a coach or manager, I have to fall on the sword, Frank. I'm doing a little coaching this weekend. I was working first base. This is the second grade squad.
You know, they don't put the really sharp coach at first base. Let's face it.
Okay.
The sharp guys at third.
Well, I manned
or in the dugout.
Hold on. I manned both positions.
That's right. I always stick my guy. You know, the insurance salesman didn't know.
It's,
you go coach
it's
first.
Super easy to say go to second. That's an easy judgment call. Now, to read the ball coming in and seeing if the guy should go home, that takes skill.
How about me at first, at the game the other night, kid sitting at first, young Trey, and I said, all right. You don't have to go on contact. I said, there's only one out. I said, it's on a fly ball. He goes, but Mr. Kilcoin, there's two outs. I said, is it really? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, so I have to run. I go, yeah, you just go ahead and run.
They're
then,
never
kid.
Listening to you again.
And I'm like, God, my credibility. And then the next game, I find myself assigned to third. So I think I got promoted, Frank. You know what they say about incompetence?
Yeah.
Just keeps getting promoted. So now I'm at third base. And I got one kid coming right up on the other kid. He's going so fast. So I'm, you know, you're supposed to do all hand signals, but with these guys, it's a little bit of verbal. So the kid coming at me, I say, whoa, whoa, stop. The kid who rounded third turns around and looks at me and goes, stop? I go, no, not you. You go. You stop. And meanwhile, I got like two guys within 2 feet of each other. Luckily, the other 8-year-olds chucked the ball into the dugout, so everybody was safe.
Wow.
But those who can't do, teach.
Are you teaching, though?
Trying.
Sounds like you're just causing some
base cap issues. Saying, you know.
That's kind of an insult to teachers, isn't it?
No, that's a Woody Allen.
Okay.
I would never say that. All right.
Actually, Groucho Marx. No, Groucho Marx said I wouldn't want to belong to a club that have these me as a member.
That was W.C. Fields, I think.
Woody Allen said, I'm going to marry my stepdaughter. That was his famous quote.
Oh, he said, those who can't do, teach. And then he said, those who can't teach Jim.
Yeah. Boy, all right, Frank, a real shot.
Number one. Is that a shot at Bob McCormick? Gosh. Frank, you are Paul DeYoung. When you got the news, were you elated, surprised, or thinking, gosh, I wish I was having a better year? What were your emotions?
No, I was excited because I know I have in my contract at least $100,000, maybe $200,000 bonus if I make the All-Star team. So I just got paid in the Escalade.
I think you're going to the All-Star game. You're rubbing shoulders.
Absolutely.
Even if deep down you go, God, it's not my best year. He did have a great quote post-game where he said, well, I was tearing it up early. He basically said, I was off to an All-Star start. But obviously it's cooled off.
And, you know, his wins above replacement, and then he's in the upper half of offensive stats for shortstops in the National League. It's not like a complete stretch, but as Rob Raines said, it probably would have been Fernando Tatis Jr. if Marcell Ozuna was healthy.
Do we like the rule? I mean, it's never been a huge issue for the Cardinals where you'd say, oh, he has to make it. There's usually a couple of guys that are on the fence, a couple of guarantees. Holiday became a guarantee. Molina became a guarantee. And then you would always say, what about so-and-so? Can he squeeze his way on? I mean, there were a couple of years there. They had four or five guys going.
Oh, yeah. And then you look at the teams they're competing against. I mean, the Cubs are so good that Anthony Rizzo with his 900 OPS is not even going to the All-Star game.
I mean, we would usually say, oh, great, got to squeeze a Mariner on there. Got to squeeze a Twin on there. Kind of stinks for everybody else. How sad is it the Cardinals kind of fall into that position? Granted, Marcell Ozuna was the obvious choice before he got injured. All right, Carlos Martinez, where do you like him long term? Because we say he's a starter, he's getting paid like a starter. I kind of like him in the bullpen.
Yeah, why not? Electrifying stuff, doesn't have durability, seemingly handles like big pressure situations pretty well because of his personality. Yeah, why not?
It just seems to be a fit for him. And maybe it gives him the whole game to sort of get locked in. Because we know he's sometimes not always locked in.
And let's face it too, Martin, is the Cardinals need a closer for the next 12 months. I mean, Jordan Hicks is not coming back for 12 months.
Is there anybody else you would anoint and say, all right, that's my closer? You're not going to do it with Helsley. I don't think you're saying that to Andrew Miller. You really don't have anybody else. Even if they feel like he should be a starter with his salary, who cares about the money? All right, is Aaron Boone a great manager? Do we know? I mean, the Yankees are really, really good. But to your point about Mike Schilt or the monologue, all these guys, if you don't have players, I mean, does anybody believe, and he may be a wonderful tactician, I have no idea. I don't watch a lot of Yankees games. But when you say name the best managers in the game, do you even think of Aaron Boone? Or is he just the right guy to lead that group of extremely talented people?
You just think of Judge and Sanchez, and our guy Luke Voit, and Encarnacion, and Gregorius. Oh, my goodness.
You think you could handle the Yankees a couple of days?
Lineup. Yeah.
Wow. I may not know how many outs there are at first, or I think I could handle that lineup. All right, Frank, let's stay in New York. You are James Dolan. You're the Knicks owner. Why not just roll the dice on Durant? Why hesitate?
So the reports, and not give him the max.
Yeah, the reports were that the Knicks were a little afraid of the Achilles injury, so they thought, we're not going to give him the max contract. But doesn't it change things because you're the Knicks? You have all that money and all that pressure around you. But just take a chance. Like, it might not work out. Wouldn't you have just...
Oh, absolutely,
you? Do you regret it today, James?
There's no question I do. And there's really not any hope for us now. I mean, I think Julius Randle's a pretty good player, and R.J. Barrett's a pretty good player, but you just don't win in the NBA with pretty good players.
Isn't it worse that the word got out? It's one thing to not get Durant, but then for people to hear that you didn't because you were worried about it, and they've wasted so much money over the years. And you're in a tabloid town. I didn't look at any of the headlines today. I'm assuming James Dolan is the one getting just nuked.
I think the Durant comeback, though, is going to be one of the most interesting story in sports for years to come. And you know, Dominique didn't come back completely. Kobe certainly didn't come back completely. Is he going to come back and be a top five player again? That's going to be fascinating.
He's been in the league a long time.
Yeah.
Now, maybe James Dolan gets vindicated, but I would think Durant's not going to be terrible. I don't see him falling off the cliff. I guess if the injury nags, but that's the worst look you could have for the Knicks and their fans who are just distraught. All right, Frank, number five. This is an example when we're teaching the college class of why Twitter shouldn't exist. Our guy, Brendan Schaefer.
Oh, God.
We love Brendan Schaefer.
Happy birthday, Brendan Schaefer.
Today?
Yes.
Wow.
He loves him some Twitter.
Yeah, he does.
He loves him some poll questions.
Uh-huh.
And, Frank, the poll question the other day, I was thinking maybe he would go, who's the Cardinals All-Star? Our game's too long.
Well, it's July, so it should be trade poll.
This
is the season of trade polls for Brendan Schaefer. Would you trade these guys for Madison Bumgarner?
Frank, you tell me if this is the example you'll show to the class to the demise of Twitter, why it went away once and for all. His poll question the other day was, when brushing your teeth, do you put water on the toothbrush first or after the toothpaste? I simply responded, delete your account. And he said, hey, I'm asking for a friend. Even worse, I think there was like 2,000 votes.
Wow.
I think that's an example. It's not only the decline of humanity, end of Western civilization.
2,000 people voted on
it. I believe. I need to double check.
I thought the best comment or response was Andy Banker when he said, you dry dog it to where it's no
baking powder.
Anything.
He said simply baking powder.
Just baking powder on a dry toothbrush.
Yes, he said. He said, be a man. Just pour baking powder on a toothbrush.
All right, let's take a short time out. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a terrible crash at the Cusimano household last night. Gatesworth, finest in senior living. If you're looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, grandma or grandpa, we recommend the Gatesworth, the finest in senior living. 170 in Del Mar, 1 McKnight Place. The Gatesworth will get it done for you. They do it better than anybody else. We'll be right back.